drive.
Well, yes, it was fairly tolerable.
I thought it was one of their better ones.
Yeah, it ended pretty quick, and the entertainment wasn't too long.
Right, right.
Good talk.
I felt it was came off rather well.
Well, it was well done.
The the one thing that, as I said, I do rather well, if I may say so, is to. I've seen presidents do this before, and I'm really the only one that can get up there that, and of course I prepared, but can make a 10-minute talk and say something, and a little quip and something quite serious too, which I thought this was worth saying.
The
give him a little lift at the end.
I was with the UPI people and the diplomatic correspondent for UPI. Yeah, it was extremely, extremely complimentary.
What did he say?
Well, he just said that he thought it was awfully well done, and that it's you're one of the few presidents who could come to a thing like this and deliver something with a serious content and bring it off. And from him, I think that, he's one of the thinkers in the crowd.
Wanted to see what your plans were tomorrow.
I'm going to come in about 9 o'clock.
Right.
And see Strawn.
Good.
And I've got a couple of calls coming in, one from Kalmbach's lawyer, and I want to see Dean in the morning also. I've got him coming in, and then I thought I'd see Ziegler if I can work it in. I'd kind of like to cover several bases.
Let me say, but Ziegler, the more I think about this, John, I think we ought to give him the full court.
Get what?
I think we ought to give him the full court.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it makes a hell of a lot of difference to hold on Dean and so forth. I'd say since these charges have been made, I think that the men in the White House staff that have been charged and so forth have a right to be heard publicly, and I think that's that under certain proper ground rules.
Okay, let me run that by Ron in the morning and get him accommodated to it, accustomed to it.
I know, but isn't that really what we should do? Then you just you try to separate out and everything, you haggle around, you'll get it, but and then maybe you can settle the goddamn thing tomorrow with him.
All right. I'm sure I can on those.
Because these charges are just flowing around and leaking and so forth, you can, give them hell about that.
All right.
And then we just can't have that thing.
Right.
Right. I was talking to Bob, and Bob made the point. He says, well, just look at what will happen here. Just in a sense, so it'll be the evening news, basically. That, you know what I mean? They are going to run it live, not now, in the weeks. And also there are chances that how much the committee can do, particularly with Mitchell or somebody that he has his attorney joining.
Yeah.
Go on for a while. But the point is, Bob says, what do you want in the evening news? You want either 7 minutes of John Chancellor and Weicker interpreting what was said in their secret session, or do you want 4 minutes of that and maybe 3 minutes of Haldeman?
Well, that's a good point.
Is that something to be considered?
Sure is. At least we get a little piece of it that way.
You know, you see a man looking honest and earnest and so forth, denying it in a public forum where he just,
there's something to be said for splitting the time with him.
Yes. And, what's that?
Are you planning to work tomorrow?
Well, I'll tell you, sure. What I plan to do, I've got to do the church thing.
Sure.
And I had to crap around a little on that in the morning, and so I may not get there in the morning. Well, anyway, you'll be busy all morning.
But that's right. I've got plenty
maybe
to do
in the afternoon around 2 o'clock or so. If you want to chat with me, I'll be around.
Okay.
And
I'll leave word.
We'll see. I'll do your other business and so forth. John, I wonder if we shouldn't reconsider, if you shouldn't. You've got to consider this, if rather than having Colson go in there completely blind, give him at least a touch-up? Or do you think that's too dangerous?
Say that again. I didn't Coulson, hear.
Coulson, rather than just saying nothing to him, if it just isn't well to say, look, Dave, you should know that Magruder is going to testify and so forth, or is that dangerous according to Klein?
I'm not so sure. I have to
well,
call
I guess Coulson
him.
Knows what the hell to...
I have to call him anyway tomorrow. He's got an urgent call in for me.
Another call.
I don't think I want to say anything at all to him about John. John, incidentally, I understand, was on CBS News and just hardlined him.
Oh, I agree on John.
Yeah.
I know, but about the Magruder. That's what I meant.
Well, I can say something very brief. I don't need to indicate that he said anything to me.
Yeah. That you understand that he has talked. I mean,
right. I can,
not
I
to the
think,
grand jury, but...
I think I can safely go that far.
And say that he should know that before he goes and be
right.
prepared to...
I'll call him in the morning.
Let me put it this way. I do think we owe it to Chuck at least.
Sure.
So that he doesn't, go in there and frankly, I'm on the perjury rap.
I understand. I don't think he's in any danger on that, but...
Why wouldn't he be in any danger? Because he's got his story and knows pretty well what
he's
going to say.
I think he's pretty pat. But I will talk to him in the morning. And give him a cautionary note anyway.
His urgent call may be just what we know. Or it may be more something on our friend, that other guy, Hunt. Yeah. Is there any goddamn thing you can do about that either?
No. I'm going to probably see Kleindienst sometime tomorrow. And if for any reason you don't find me there, that's probably where I am.
And with him on the special prosecutor, say, look, Dick, that is in view of the fact that the U.S. attorney is now doing such a thorough job, and since there's going to be definite results from it, it would be a terrible reflection on the system of justice.
Right.
And this administration, we'd be in effect admitting that the Justice Department was so corrupt that we couldn't prosecute. But God almighty, if they prosecute a former attorney general, Jesus, John, what more can you have?
That's pretty loose. Pretty independent.
I really feel that.
Yeah.
And that the special prosecutor thing can only open other avenues, potentially. I don't mean that there's anything you want to cover up, but, you just go through and...
I think it's just folly.
Don't you think so?
Yes, sir.
And that Dick could just say that there's a difference of opinion, but this is it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
That I've decided it, and that,
He wants to talk to you about it, but I think I can take care of it tomorrow. Without any problem.
But if it's necessary for him to come in and me to tell him that, I'll tell him.
Well, I think I can
really,
do it.
But I'm not averse to it. Because,
okay.
I mean, my feeling, frankly, is this, that, I was just thinking tonight as I was making up my notes for this little talk, what the hell, it is, I mean, it is a little melodramatic, but it's totally true that what happens in this office in these next 4 years will probably determine whether there is a chance, and goddamn, it's never full of Putin, that you could have some sort of an uneasy peace for the next 25 years.
Yeah.
And that's my, whatever legacy we have, hell, it isn't going to be in giving a cesspool for Winnetka. It's going to be there.
Yeah.
I just feel that I've got to be in a position to be clean and forthcoming and so forth. That's why I think that on the...
Well, I totally agree with that.
The committee, out, so forth and so on.
I totally agree with that.
Rethink a little bit more about the Haldeman thing. My present thing is he raised it himself, in this business. I just think you've got to fight for somebody. I don't know, but what's your feeling at the moment?
Well, I don't think he's in that bad shape. I may be kidding myself, but I
the only thing that concerns me is what they said about Strawn.
Yeah. Well,
you don't think that relates that closely?
let me talk to him tomorrow and just see how much of that we have to swallow. He may object to some of that, and with good basis. So
you've got to figure this too on Magruder, if I could suggest it. Magruder is probably believes he is telling what he knows. But
yeah.
On the other hand, this happened a long time ago, and Magruder is a very facile liar.
Yes.
And he could well be thrashing around a bit here and drawing conclusions and so forth and so on.
Believes his own stories.
Yes. What do you think? I mean, because some of this...
Well, I tell you, they told me that he was an extremely credible witness.
Yep.
And I can see why. He comes across very sincere, very earnest, and very believable.
Right.
Of course, you have to balance what he says. A lot of what he says, I have no way of corroborating or not corroborating.
Balance what he says, but the fact that he was very believable when he lied.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Now the question is, how much of this is the truth and how much is it something he believes to be the truth?
Well, about the only thing I can say is that it sounded credible, but I can't vouch for it, obviously. And that's one of the reasons I want to get Gordon in.
One last thing. How do you see the Mitchell scenario rolling out, John? Put yourself in his position and just sort of ruminate a bit and tell me how you see it rolling out.
Well, I would.
You are convinced he will be indicted, are you?
Yes.
You are.
I don't think there's one chance in 50.
Right.
That he won't be.
All right. No.
The court will open and publish them, and then he will probably arrange to come down and take delivery of the
indictment.
And I would guess he will hire F. Lee Bailey. That would be my hunch.
Not a bad idea.
Bailey will. He's got one problem in that the firm represents one of the other defendants, but he may be able to get around that. And whoever he gets will immediately move for a change of venue.
Yep.
And file 89 motions.
Right. Motions to quash, motions
sure.
to disqualify
the judge and the... attacking the legality of the grand jury and everything you can imagine.
Won't that take a little time?
Yes, sir. You bet it will. My hunch is that the soonest you could get a case like that to trial would be the fall, September, October.
Really?
Something of that kind.
Well, that leaves the committee hanging for a while, I suppose.
Well,
if that's good or not.
I don't think they would let the committee proceed in the meantime.
You don't really?
I mean, they would use every effort to stop it, and I'm just guessing, but just common sense tells me that they could stop it. I don't know the law. But,
what long shot should you talk to Irvin?
Should I?
Yep.
Confide in him?
Not totally.
Oh, I don't think so. I can't trust him.
Well, I don't trust him at all.
No, I can't. I just wouldn't dare.
Right.
Kleindienst might at some later time.
But you make the deal.
But
make the deal, and I think, frankly, let's get off of the goddamn executive privilege.
Get a little ride on it, huh? While we can.
Well, at least it's a... I do think it will cool a little of the congressional stuff, you know. I really do. I mean, as I read the congressional stuff, they say, what the Christ, they can't understand this or that or the other thing. All right. Now we're basically also, it's mold. The president just says, there's enough of this nonsense and we're going to fight.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
I get you. Okay.
It puts...
Suits me.
Puts the president in the position of being as forthcoming as we can, want the facts out.
Yep.
And I'm not concerned about the word backing off and so forth. The show, sure, we're back off, so that's... such a story for about 2 days.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think that's great.
We've won lots of things with the Congress. We lose one. But you, in interpreting it, would say we reached a compromise.
Right.
Committee.
Right.
It will be limited to this, to charges of wrongdoing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And they came a long way on their rules.
The rules now are provide adequate protection for executive privilege, and so the president says have them all go.
Yep. I think that's great.
But putting it in the point that the president directed it, I think that the idea that the president has stepped into this damn thing and says, look, God damn it, let's get this stuff done.
Yep.
And you go out and say the president says, look, we've had enough talk, enough bitching, and I think, and incidentally, I wouldn't just do it lightly, but I think the slip shits that that ought to be that is the committee would hire with knowledge a bugger.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, that doesn't that sound a little bad to you?
Yeah, we ought to be able to get a good ride on that.
Maybe I'm getting wishful thinking, but I think it's almost unbelievable that they know it. And I think you should ask Irvin and the Senator, did you know this? Don't you think so?
I ought to have some real fun with that.
And, but when you're in a battle, you're going to fight a goddamn battle, you're going to fight it to the finish.
Fair enough.
The thing about Bob, as I say, is this, that I get back to a fundamental point. Is he guilty or is he not? In my view, he is not, you know?
Yep.
And if he isn't, Jesus Christ, even if it means that the whole country and the Congress and all the members of the House and the Senate say, resign, the president says, no, I will not take an innocent, I mean, a man who is innocent. That's wrong. That's contrary to our system, and I'm going to fight fight for him. And if the evidence is brought out to the contrary, fine. But then we'll take a look at it. But that,
well, that's another reason for putting his statement out, it seems to me. It's the standard that you're flying, so to speak. Sure, they'll shoot at it. But if they never hit it, why then, you know, there's no room for argument.
Statement broadly circulated.
Yeah.
What about, incidentally, now about the drill of frankly telling our own leaders that and getting them maybe charged up a little on this and including
I've been doing a little thinking about that. I'm not so sure until we wind out the whole judicial process here, the grand jury process, that you're really going to be in much of a position to do that. I'll give that some more thought, but...
You mean that because something's going to come out of the grand jury?
You have sort of a half-told tale.
Yeah, you can say, well, look, I'm speaking just for the White House staff. And they're going to go up and testify.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fellows, give them a chance.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I meant.
I get you. Well, that at least, sure.
And either sure. Give them a chance, and the president, that they've all, then you say they've all given sworn statements on this thing, and we feel that we are due our day in court, and so forth and so on. And
here's a copy of Haldeman's statement.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could certainly do that without making reference to the other.
Including Agnew and so forth.
And we could trace the history of our attempt to cooperate with Irvin. Tell him about that.
Well, at least we got a couple of light cracks in about tonight about the...
Yeah. I thought the executive privilege line was very cute.
It's an executive, you know, it was a second take, you notice all of a sudden it's, they're talking and then whack. And I thought too that after 4 years of confrontation,
time for
negotiation.
I don't know if you can hear me laughing, I think I was the loudest of anybody on that one.
Not bad.
That was great. Very satisfactory.
I'll go up to the hill, I won't need a peculiar, I won't need pieces, but I will, and so forth, so
yeah.
Little of that doesn't
actually, that was a pretty enjoyable dinner, as those horrible things go.
We ran it well. We got through about 10:40, which is unusual.
Sure is.
Bye. Well, John, you've had a hell of a week, 2 weeks, and that's, and of course, poor Bob has had going through the tortures of the dam.
Yeah, that family thing is rough.
I know, the family thing, and but with the apart from the family thing, you know, here's a guy that Christ has just given his life hours and hours and hours, you know, without totally selfless and honest and decent. That's another thing. God damn it to hell. I just am about to say, well, you know, you get the argument of some. Anybody has been charged against, fire them. Jesus Christ, I mean, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or am I wrong?
You're right.
Well, maybe I'm not right. I ask.
Well, if you
say,
are...
You'd say clean the boards. Well, God, is that our system?
Well, that isn't a system. That's, you know, that's a machine.
That's right.
That's the
but how do you feel, honestly? I mean, you, because we, apart from the personal feelings, we both have for Bob, don't you? Because, you know, I raised this myself. I said, well, one way out is say, well, look, as long as all these guys have been charged, out they go. And then they can fight this battle, and they can return, and they get cleared. Not good, is it?
Nope, I don't think it is. I don't think that's any way to run a railroad.
I suppose that would probably be the view of the purists. What does Len think on that? Does he think that, really?
I don't know. I think you have to...
Well, that's irrelevant.
You have to show some heart in the thing.
Well, the point is, you know, whatever we say about Harry Truman, you know, and so forth, well, it hurt him. A lot of people admired the old bastard for standing by people who,
sure.
who were really guilty as hell.
Yep. Yep.
I'm that kind of person. I'm not one that's gonna say, look, the poor this guy's under attack. I drop him.
Hmm.
Don't you? Is there something to be said for that or not?
I don't think, number one, I don't think you gain anything by it, because the problem doesn't go away.
Oh, they'll say, oh, Jesus, that does show that Nixon here is top person, the closest man to him in the office 4 or 5 hours a day, and out he goes.
Yeah.
That Christ, everything must be wrong.
Yeah, that's it.
And we've done
that'll
so
separate the Siamese twins.
We've been so many good things, you know, which Bob has worked on so arduously, and God damn it. So there will be fragments here and there. Well, Christ, people make mistakes. But you don't fire a guy for a mistake, do you?
No.
Not for a well-intentioned mistake.
No, that's right. That's right.
But I my whole view of drawing up the line. One point, you're going to talk to Dean.
I am.
What are you going to say to him?
Well, I'm going to try and get him around a bit. It's going to be delicate.
Get him around in what way?
Well, to get off this passing the buck business.
It's
a little touchy, and I don't know just how far I can go.
That's not going to help you. Look, he's got to look down the road to one point that there's only one man that could restore him to the ability to practice law in the case things don't go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Now that. He's got to have that in the back of his mind.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to know that'll happen. You know, you don't tell him,
mm-hmm.
but you know and I know that with him and Mitchell, there ain't going to be a goddamn question. Because
I'll get
a better rap. Goddamn it, if Litchfield gets off with copping a plea and getting a suspended sentence, what in the name of Christ is this all about? Well, what it involves, of course, we have to be fair, it involves the highest
the mountains,
the king of the mountain, trying to keep, suppress the facts and so forth. I think you thought I was sort of being facetious about saying get everybody, all these people, and this includes LaRue and Mardian and, of course, Gombach. They've got to have it, Dean, too. They've got to have a straight damn line that... Of course we raised money. Be very honest about it. But we raised money for a purpose that we thought was perfectly proper.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't want to shut them up. These men were guilty.
Yeah. Right?
Right.
And we were trying to shut them up. We didn't want them to talk to the press.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's perfectly legitimate, isn't it? Or is it too legitimate not to want
I think
to talk
it is.
To the press?
I don't have a perfect understanding of the law on that. And
you say that old Dick was really shaken?
Yeah,
he was.
And
I told him once, I said, Dick, I said, the real target here is Mitchell. He says, oh, no, it can't be. You know, he's got sort of the idea, I think, that probably it's Haldeman or Colson.
Well, I'm sure he's going to call me first thing in the morning.
Yeah. But with him, I would be very tough. I'd say, Dick, let's not crap around. I mean, they're after Mitchell. They're going to get him at the present time. That's what our evidence, that's what our information indicates. And so here's where we go.
Yeah, he's probably doing a little checking with his U.S. attorney tonight.
He do that?
Oh, sure. Sure. He has to make the ultimate prosecuting decision, or else he has to delegate it to somebody, so he's entitled to...
Your point is that he would delegate it to the dean. I think the dean is the best one to delegate to.
Yeah,
rather than John, the suggestion that, well, he resign and then we'll put another attorney general, that'd be a hell of an admission that Christ, that we thought.
He isn't going to want to do that, would be my guess.
Yeah.
He isn't going to want to resign at this point.
He shouldn't. Well, you know, when I come to think about it, I basically should for other reasons, but... Jesus, we could get the Ellsberg case over. I'd just like to get that FBI. Is there any way at all that you're going to talk to Ziegler, that you can get out the fact that you have conducted a thorough investigation?
We'll work on that. I think there is.
I think we have to get that out,
right.
Don't you?
I think so.
The president is calling the signals.
I suspect that somebody's going to put it together. My hunch is the New York Times will. They're going to put together. See, they have the story that Colson was in.
Right.
Yes,
and I know that Mitchell was in.
And, of course, all the wires have that Mitchell was in today.
They have.
So, somebody's going to start stringing all this together.
And so what would happen? You'd have Ziegler or yourself go out and say, yes, I have seen them. Or you haven't thought them through.
Well, I think I wouldn't have to say I'd seen them. We could just say that we've had a job of work going on for several years.
You could say that the president, because of the charges that have been made, wanted an independent investigation made. And he ordered, directed you to make it.
Mm-hmm.
You made an independent investigation of the situation. Because the president wants, if there's anybody who is guilty in this thing, he said he must, through the judicial processes, be brought to the bar. Is that what you'd say?
Yep. Well, or simply to aid you in analyzing the steps that ought to be taken here. You were being asked to do a lot of extraordinary things.
You could say the president wants this matter cleaned up once and for all.
Right.
But it's been hanging around and yacked about, and innocent people have been hurt in the process, and
right.
Charges have been throwing around. Now we've got a judicial process, and we want this thing
beyond that,
finished.
Beyond that, you've had all kinds of senators and congressmen calling for the appointment of... of a special commission and all that kind of thing.
So you're it?
For you to come to any sort of a judgment on those kinds of proposals, you have to have a pretty clear understanding of the facts.
Right. Well, with Dean, I think you can talk to him in confidence about a thing like that. No, he isn't going to...
I'm not sure. I just don't know how much to lean on.
I see.
That read at the moment. But I'll sound it out.
Well, you start with the proposition, Dean. The president thinks you've just been you carried a tremendous load, and his affection and loyalty to you is just undiminished.
All right.
And now let's see where the hell we go. And we can't get the president involved in this. His people. It's just, I mean, that's one thing. We don't want to cover up, but...
Yep.
and there are ways that he can, and then he's got to say that, for example, you start with him certainly on the business of the obstruction of justice.
That's right. That's right.
Look, John, we need a plan here.
Mm-hmm.
And so that LaRue, Mardian, and the others, I mean, Christ.
Well, I'm not sure I can go that far with him.
No. He'll make a plan.
I'll sound it out.
Right. Well, get a good night's sleep.
Thank you, sir.
I bet you do.
All right.
Well, you know, in a way, it's a curious thing. Not curious at all, but, John, it's terribly painful, of course. And I was thinking I don't have to go to that damn dinner tonight.
Yeah.
But my point is, well, it is painful. And I just feel better about getting the goddamn thing done.
Good.
Or do you agree?
Absolutely.
And after all, it's my job, and I don't want this. I don't want the presidency tarnished. But also, I'm a law enforcement man.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. And you've got to move on to more important things.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, buddy.
All right, sir.
See you tomorrow.